Track three, and this is the first of our headline stories, street license price hike met with anger. A hike in charges for street cafe licenses has been met with anger and upset by Newton Abbot businesses. Businesses can now expect to pay as much as £500 for a new application or £350 to renew an existing one, as Teignbridge District Council, TDC, takes responsibility for issuing licences. This is a sharp increase from what Newton Abbot Town Council, NATC, used to charge, £170 for a new application and £85 for a renewal, when it was responsible for issuing licences on behalf of Devon County Council. During the pandemic, the then government introduced a temporary pavement licensing scheme via the Business and Planning Act 2020. This act was amended in March and the changes made permanent. To cut a long story short, as a result of the legislative changes, licences previously issued by NATC under the Highways Act 1980 can no longer be renewed by them. If your current pavement licence is due to expire or has already expired, you need to apply to TDC for a pavement licence. Importantly, fees will be set locally, and it's for the licensing authority, TDC in this case, to determine the appropriate charge. Fees are capped at a maximum of £500 for the first-time application and £350 for renewals. Teignbridge District Council have been approached for comment. Since 2020, NATC waived the street cafe licence fee in a bid to support local businesses during a turbulent time. In the light of the rate increase, the advertiser visited several businesses in the town. The general mood was not a positive one, with several businesses questioning the need for the change, in addition to airing an obvious upset with having to pay out more during a period of economic volatility. What are they doing to our town? Are they trying to kill off small businesses? The Country Table Cafe told the advertiser. Brian Bailey of the Express Pasta Company said, "Where's the justification to suddenly go from £85 to £350? It's an added pressure at a time when there's a cost of living crisis. My ingredient costs have gone up and energy bills are only just starting to creep back down. Costs are already at an all-time high, and then this." Another affected business used fewer words to express their frustration. Quotes, "It's really peed me off." But it's not just the price hike that's been a cause for concern. The new license requires that furniture must not be a permanent fixed structure and it must be able to be moved easily and stored away at night. Though businesses can seek permission for non-removable furniture through the Highways Act 1980. So businesses such as 1220 or the Clock Tower Cafe, which have the kind of heavy permanent outside furniture not covered, will have to purchase a different license through the Highways Act 1980 or lose their outside seating.
The future of healthcare in Teignmouth is up in the air after NHS bosses announced plans to scrap a proposed new building in the town centre. Controversial plans for a health and wellbeing centre in Brunswick Street had been on the cards for 4 years, but a series of delays and skyrocketing costs have called a halt to the proposal. The original estimate of £8 million has now more than doubled to £19 million due to construction costs and the cost of borrowing, which the NHS says calls into question the scheme's value for money. Since the NHS first consulted on plans to relocate services from Teignmouth Hospital to a new building, the scheme has attracted fierce opposition. It is also dogged with delays and challenges, including the COVID pandemic, a complex planning process, and Devon County Council scrutiny of the scheme. But the decision to scrap the plan has left Channelview GP Surgery facing a desperate race against time to find a new home as its current lease runs out next year. And there has been no mention of what the future holds for Teignmouth's Hospital, the first purpose-built NHS hospital in the country. Steve Moore, Chief Executive Officer of NHS Devon, said, "I want to say sorry to people in Tynmouth and especially patients and staff of Channel View Medical Group who were looking forward to the opening of the new health and wellbeing centre. We have a legal duty to ensure local people have access to general practice services, and I can reassure you we are absolutely committed to finding a sustainable solution and creating a brighter future for primary care in Tynmouth. A solution is needed as the lease on one of Channel View sites in Den Crescent ends in March 2025. The plan was for Torbay and South Devon NHS Trust to take a head lease on the centre from the developers and pay rent while subletting the majority of the building to the GP practice. Channel View had agreed to take on the contract to protect continuity of care for the local population. This decision was made on the understanding the practice would be able to move into the new centre. At the time, it was made clear by the landlords the practice would need to exit the premises when the lease ends. The building itself would need significant investment to bring it up to the required standards for modern medical care. Now a new solution needs to be found. NHS Devon has been working with the practice to explore alternative arrangements to ensure the continued availability of GP care in the town in line with its legal duty. It is likely a short-term solution will be put in place while options for longer-term arrangements are confirmed. According to NHS Devon, delays in the project stem from the planning process at Teignbridge Council, which owns the site, and scrutiny by Devon County Council. The whole project has been referred to the Secretary of State for a final time, and the process has led to uncertainty.
Revamp planned for railway station. Plans have been approved to give Dawlish railway station a facelift. Listed building consent has been granted by Teignbridge Council for the maintenance project, which will mainly involve repainting the Grade 2 listed station. Rail operator Great Western Railway submitted proposals which will return the station to its traditional colours of chocolate and cream. The plans involved redecorating the station building, platforms and connecting footbridge. The refurbishment has received the backing of Dawlish Town Council, which said it would be very pleased to see restoration works at the station done. The station was built in an Italianate style for South Devon Railway and opened in 1875 on the site of an earlier station building. The original timber building was opened in 1847 as part of Isambard Kingdom Brunel's design for the line, and was destroyed by fire in 1873. The station suffered significant damage during the storms in February 2014.